This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring.
Now, 7 after the hour. Welcome to another Good Day presentation. This is this week's American Family Farmer. We're going to meet a farmer who's got lots to say about how to feed the world. Not only his neck of the woods, but our neck of the woods and everybody's neck of the woods. That's one of the problems we're faced with here. Less ground and more people. So we'll talk to the doctor in a second. Dr. Dixon Adepamier is here. The American Family Farmer, you are an American Family Farmer. If you're listening to this program, you're interested in what's going on our family farms around the country. I am a farmer, a dairy farmer, been around cows all my life, have familiarity with red tractors, never had a green, well, that's not true. I did have a green tractor once. I had a yellow tractor once, and I had a blue tractor once, but I have stuck to the red ones. I like the old internationals, and I like the Massey Fergusons. There are a lot of problems that we all have to deal with, whether we're on the farm, whether we're running ag businesses that are aimed at the small local community, and the locavore movement itself that is working hard to get farmers to stay on the farm and supply us with good food. I say yes because I, even though I have a garden, I grow my own food. I get a lot of things from my friends who are in the farming business that are in the produce business because I have a couple of those farms around me as well. And I think oftentimes that's what people think is farming for produce. But there are a lot of different ways. I visited a farm the other day that specializes. It's in a town not far from me here in Massachusetts, Lincoln, Massachusetts, a farm called Drumlin Farm. And they have a lot of poultry, and they have a lot of, they're raising cattle now, finishing it off and selling it. This is a farm, and maybe this is what offers some really, I think, a smart opportunity for us to see how it can be done profitably. This is a farm that has been owned and run by the town for about 45 years, and they've lost a lot of money. The average $400,000 or $500,000 a year they lose on the farm. And they brought a fellow in who was running a neighboring farm in the next community, and he and his wife took over. And in their first year, they showed a profit of $350,000. So the people in town think they're gods. But it's management, it's understanding. This is a fellow who's made it his business to understand how to do the kind of farming that will be supported by the community. And I'm guessing, before having talked to Dr. Adepamier, that he's doing the same thing. Dr. Dixon Adepamier is a professor emeritus of microbiology and public health at Columbia University. He was there for a long time conducting research on intracellular parasitism. Wow, let's start with that. What the heck is intracellular parasite? Parasites that attack are the cellular structure of our body. Shall I take that to be what you worked on, doctor?
That is correct.
Yeah, see there.
I worked on a parasite which I think most of your listeners would be familiar with if they heard the generic term for it, and that's it was called trichinosis.
Right, and you get that mostly in pork, do you not?
Exactly right. So it's a farm problem, basically. It's an issue that farmers have to deal with wherever they're raising hogs.
Well, don't you think now that with the information, this is a great leapfrog into another problem, not just with pork, but meat and fish, apparently. There's some things that I'm sure you've seen, if you'll pardon the pun, floating around this week about the same sort of parasite being in a lot of fish that's being marketed and people being warned to stay away from sushi. What do you make of that?
Well, that's an old problem that reared its ugly little head sometime in the 1960s when sushi first started to get popular. And if you go back to Europe, they were eating something called Gruyan herring, which is a green herring, lightly pickled in a brine solution and then sold almost immediately after they're caught. And indeed, there is a parasite that lives in the muscle tissue of the fish, which affects whales. and dolphins and orcas and things like this. And, of course, they all eat fish, and they eat it raw. And that's how the parasite gets from one host to the next. Unfortunately, we're nothing like an orca or a whale. So when we eat the fish raw, which the Dutch were fond of doing, this little worm would come out of the muscle tissue of the fish and try to burrow into the stomach wall, creating a lot of pain. And, of course, nobody knew what it was to begin with, so they had to find out by looking with an endoscope. And lo and behold, they found this little red worm. And it didn't cause any further harm, but it really hurt. So the sushi industry grabbed a hold of this data and determined that if you flash freeze fillets of fish that you're going to use in your sushi restaurant and then thaw it back out again really quick, the worm is killed, but the flesh of the fish is not altered at all by the freezing process. So
when you say quick, is that some of the things, if you watch some of those TV shows about capturing, you know, they go out, the dangerous catch or whatever, is the ships apparently get the harvest, bring it on to the ship, and they quickly freeze, they fresh freeze it or fast freeze it on the ship. Is that what you're talking about, that sort of a procedure?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of fish is just thrown on ice. And that's still okay, because if you fillet the fish right afterwards, you don't allow this worm any time to migrate from the gut tract of the fish into the muscle tissue. But if you allow them to live at, or not live, but just exist at room temperature for maybe 2 or 3 hours before you put them on ice, or if you run out of ice and you're, you know, at sea for a week, in the last 2 days you didn't have any ice left, so all those fish didn't make it to the ice bin. That's when the trouble starts.
Wow. But you made a whole career, it looks like, out of studying this sort of problem and like problems. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, I had a lot of dealings with the United States Department of Agriculture as a result of my interest in trying to see whether or not we could actually diagnose this infection in pigs before they got to market.
And?
Well, we actually were quite successful. I don't think your listeners would like to hear what happened next, however, because the United States Department of Agriculture, in its infinite wisdom, made a decision not to actually put this test as an online test for pigs because they couldn't figure out what to do with the pigs that were turned up positive.
Well, they would, I'm going to bet, without having too much inside information, that the pork board got after them. There are plenty of people that have plenty of dough that are supporting candidates, and as soon as somebody finds out something like this is going on, a lot of political pressure gets brought to bear to keep the information from becoming public. You know that.
Well, it's quite interesting. The Livestock and Meat Board, which was located in Chicago, I don't know where it is now, but it was in Chicago at the time, actually supported this research.
Really?
And they wanted this, actually. Because it had something to do with meat safety. And, you know, every time there was an outbreak of trichinosis in this country, the price of pork sort of fell through the bottom.
Right.
And you could pick up a piece of ham or bacon or some other pork product for less than nothing, almost, because the word got out that this stuff is contaminated. Then the news would die down, and then the price would come back up again. But, you know, they were tired of this up-and-down kind of thing. And Europe had already solved the problem by inspection. So why haven't we done that?
And well, first of all, we have to get a good, I say this not particularly lovingly, we have to get an inspection process that actually works. We may have people that are so-called inspectors, but what are they really doing?
In
the years that I've been on the farm and have seen cattle go to the slaughterhouse, there's always an inspector there, but he's reading the morning newspaper. He could care less about what's going down the line.
Even in Europe, that happens, too. And occasionally there's an outbreak of trichinosis where they're really inspecting every piece of meat that comes down the line, and the meat inspector is not paying attention, or something else happens, and the next thing you know, there's an outbreak. And they say,
well, can you actually see these? Can you see the parasites with the naked eye?
No, you have to use a microscope, but it's actually kind of simple. They take two pieces of plastic, right, and they take a piece of diaphragm tissue about the diameter of a softball.
Yeah.
And they put that piece of meat in between those two pieces of plastic, and then there are screws on all four corners, and you just tighten it up, and it sort of flattens out the diaphragm. And then if you pass a light through it and focus it onto a screen, it's the same thing as having it underneath a microscope, and you can actually see the worms at that point.
Yeah.
So can you imagine sitting in a dark room all day long projecting diaphragm after diaphragm. You know,
looking for worms. I have a job. What's your job, sir? I look for worms. All right, stand by. We'll move ourselves through this. This is very interesting. Nice to have you here. Dr. Dixon Despalmier is here with us. We are going to continue talking about something that's near and dear to his heart. He's perfected the, well, he's using the term vertical farming. We'll find out what his definition of that is as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And this week only, we'll also include free chocolates. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 4646. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates, starting at $19.99. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 4646. That's proflowers.com, code 4646.
All right, there's one thing that when we're talking about food, that really, I think, gets to the heart of the question, how do you make the best out of the food that you're eating? How do you do with your body what the best thing is given the food that you're eating? And I would tell you that the best ingredient into a good, healthy diet to make sure that you have optimum health when it comes to the circulation of your blood and having a really strong blood flow, having your blood pressure where it's supposed to be, is enjoying the secrets of Super Beets. Super Beets, the most convenient way to get the dietary nitrates. It helps support healthy blood flow and circulation. It works three times faster, gives you the results that you can feel. This is a product that's been around and tested for years. It's guaranteed to work. This is all natural. The folks at Super Beets grow these non-GMO beets. They cook them, and then they dry them out and powder them. And every scoop that you put into a 4-ounce glass of water, I'm drinking one right now. It tastes like black cherry, and it is full of nitrates that open up your all of your arteries so that the blood gets through to your muscles, your brain, all over your body. And that's why the blood pressure gets to where it needs to be, and your blood flow is even because you've opened everything up. That's what nitric oxide does in your system. It opens up the channels so that you can get the effects of Super Beets. All natural. It will give you energy and stamina like you wouldn't believe. If you're working out, you need Super Beets. Get in on the ground floor with a new supply. If you're a brand new customer, go to DougLikesBeets.com, or you can give them a call at 800-655-4183. It's 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeets.com and sign up for their program. Get a free month supply. You also get the book that explains how all of this works in case you never heard of nitric oxide before. You'll know what is going on in your body, and make sure this, and you understand, no risk here to this. You taste it, you like it, it works, or you get your money back. DougLikesBeets.com for Super Beets.
A As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Change after the hour. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a conversation ongoing. Dr. Dixon Despommier is with us, a former professor at Columbia University. He's been a researcher. He's received considerable coverage for his ideas on vertical farming. He developed the concept over a 10-year period with a lot of the graduate students in a medical ecology class. Tell us about that experience, will you, Doctor?
Sure, Doug. It was the most amazing experience that I've had in my entire teaching career, and I've taught since 1971 as a professional, as a professor, and before that, of course, as a graduate student, I had some experience too, but I've never really experienced the amount of collaboration that occurred during this 10-year period because I left it open to the students as to what they wanted to work on. And it's rare that you can find a course like that anywhere. And, of course, they didn't know what I was doing, so the word didn't get out until it was too late. We spent half of the class talking about the problems of the world and what they might mean for health issues. And then the second half of each year's course was spent brainstorming our way through solutions to problems that looked global. For instance, the climate change issues that everybody's talking about, whether you think we're responsible for them or not, that's totally irrelevant. The thing that's important is to know that the climate is changing, and then yes. What are we going to do about it, right?
Right. Yeah, so, I don't hold with people, everyone who wants to focus on the blame. What kind of difference does it make? It's the problem. If you want to argue about it and not do anything about it, how smart is that?
You got it right. You got it right. Meanwhile, we're sitting there arguing with each other about it. And
nonsensical.
Still occurring, right?
There's change going on, whether the Earth is doing it as a gradual way of addressing what it always addresses, and maybe we've kicked in a little, into overdrive a little. But come on, let's do something about it. Anyway,
you got it.
Excuse me.
That's totally 100% correct. And so it's a nonpartisan issue. It's everybody's problem. And, of course, the farmers are the ones that know most about this because they're the ones that suffer most from it because you can't move your farm when the climate changes, right?
No.
So you have to start growing something else, perhaps. So that's where we started. You know, what is the issue here? And so it's food supply to large populations living in areas where the climate has really gone through some dramatic changes. And I'm talking about Southeast Asia and South Asia, mainly India, and Vietnam and Cambodia, Laos and China, those countries have suffered greatly because of the shift in climate. The monsoons have changed. All right. Yeah. So what's the solution for those people? Even if it's not our solution, you know, our farming still goes on the way it is, but theirs doesn't. And so the idea about growing food indoors came up. And we pursued it. You know, that sounds like a good idea. Is it really practical? And, of course, what would graduate students know about that? Because they're in class right now to learn the difference between what's possible and what's probable.
Mm-hmm.
And so possible, yes, but probable. And every year that we brought this subject up of rooftop gardening first, and then, of course, you've only got 1 year's worth of crops, no matter what. Why not cover it over so you have a greenhouse on the roof? That's fine. The footprint is still kind of small.
Yeah.
What about the abandoned buildings, I said? Maybe we can move your idea indoors and use the entire building rather than just the roof. And that, you know, that was an epiphany for me because I didn't really mean to say that in class. Mm-hmm. It just came out.
Yep.
And once it did, of course, you let the genie out of the bottle, and then everybody wants a little piece of it. And the next year we started to say, is this a crazy idea or is this a good idea? And of course, it was up to them to decide, because then we started to investigate, and you know what happened, because in 11 years from the time that idea arose in our class, there were real examples of what I would now call genuine commercial vertical farms throughout
yep.
the world. And
there's a lot of hydro. Well, how do we differentiate between hydroponic and aquaponic and this? Is it all one and the same? Some people think that that's what you're talking about.
Well, let's. I could even start before that if you don't mind.
All right, hold on. Hold that thought then. Let's get into this and give it the time that it deserves. So stand by. More with Dr. Desparmier as the American Family Farmer continues at 28 past the hour.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that, because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Into the new era of farming, saving the American family farm is what this program and what my desire is in doing this program. I'm Doug Steffen, American family farmer and broadcaster, put the two things together, and we've produced this program, which is now on almost 160 radio stations, plus a dozen podcasts that are available on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, GCN, which is Genesis Communication, and RadioAmerica.org, DougSteffen.com, CRNDigital.com, all over the place, and Blog Talk Radio. So you can find it there. And also on a lot of great radio stations like WARK in Hagerstown, Maryland, KMAS in Shelton, Washington, WINT in Willoughby, Ohio, and WSDE in Cobleskill, New York. Happy to have you all. That's a great farming area. That area around Cobleskill is in that whole area of central New York. It's too bad the state of New York has their head up there. You know what, Dr. Despommier, because dairying and farming in general is withering in many parts of that state. You from Columbia, are you, where do you live now? You still live in New Jersey, or do you live in a farming
area? No, I live right across the bridge from where I work, so I live in Fort Lee, New Jersey.
Handy by. Yeah, it's great farming in southern New Jersey. A lot of people, all they think about with New Jersey is when you go across the George Washington Bridge, you see Newark and you smell going on. That's what they think New Jersey
is. You know, it's the home of Bird's Eye Foods. That's where it started. So, you know, speaking of flash freezing something.
Yes, right. Well, Bruce Springsteen bought a big farm, and I think that's when people realized, for no other reason, that there were a lot of great farms in southern New Jersey.
And there still are.
Yep. All right. So we're talking about where we're going here in terms of solutions, the vertical farm. Dr. Despommier is a co-host of three podcasts as well, has authored or co-authored seven books. The one that we are talking about today is The Vertical Farm, Feeding the World in the 21st Century. So you can look that up. I'm going to guess there's a website that we can go to for that. Is that true? That
You can go to Amazon, of course, and I've got
Amazon to buy it. Right, okay. Vertical Farm, Feeding the World in the 21st Century. So you had some theories that you wanted to lay on us, so let's go back to that.
Well, I just wanted to clarify what's meant by a vertical farm as opposed to a high-tech greenhouse, for instance.
Right, yes.
So
I'd asked about hydroponics and aquaponics, that's where we are with that.
It doesn't matter what you do inside the building. It matters how tall the building is. So if it's a single-story building and you do hydroponics or aeroponics or even aquaponics, that's still a greenhouse. But if you stack those on top of each other, so to speak, you know, and re-engineer the building in order to accommodate a more dense food supply, basically, that's the way we engineered cities, stacking people on top of each other. I know that sounds pretty weird coming on a farm program, but, you know, most of us live in apartment houses or in large groups because half of the world is now urban. So for those people, the solution is to grow up, right?
Just
put the buildings on top of each other and make them as tall stories. And that's the secret to making food available for those people. I'm really talking about urban agriculture when I talk about vertical farming. So the difference is quite simple, but, you know, that's like saying the difference between a one-stage rocket and a three-stage rocket is just the number of stages. But the engineering that's necessary in order to go from a one-stage to a three-stage anything is quite remarkable. So it's taken some time for this idea to actually catch on. And what's really been important is to make use of old buildings that have just sat, you know, laying fallow. For instance, all Walmarts that are now abandoned and the Sears buildings and all those other buildings can now be repurposed into what I would call vertical farms. And the biggest one that I know of right now is in Newark, New Jersey, of all places.
Really?
Yeah, and it's called Aero Farms. And it repurposed an old ironworks. So they now have 70,000 square feet of growing space. And the advantage of doing that, of course, is that you get to grow all year long. So imagine what the multiplier is when you compare it to outdoor farming. Outdoor farms, they get traditionally one crop a year. And let's say you get 100% of what you plant. Well, that's never the case, is it?
No.
And in fact, it's about 70% or maybe 60% in the developed world. But in the less developed world, it's like 40 to 30% of whatever you plant, you get to harvest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tragic for people living at the edge of their nutritional limits already.
What are the causes, just as an aside, Dr. Despommier, for that to be the fact?
Sure. Well, you can start with viruses and bacteria and fungi that attack plants.
Yeah.
Then you've got root nematodes, and you've got insects of all kinds, and you've got, in Africa, the biggest problems are game animals.
Yeah.
You know, they smell and locust.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And they come in and they eat the whole thing, right? And there's no way to stop a herd of elephants raiding your cornfield.
No.
You know, and no kidding, no, that's a big problem.
Yeah.
So how do you protect those crops? And the idea is if you could move them closer to where most of the people lived and make them in buildings that you could then protect because it's inside of a city or inside of a village, let's say, then it has a much better chance of success.
You know, one of the things that I talk about frequently here is we look at alternatives. I'm not big on government, especially the way the government has been heavy-handed with much of what they paid attention to things that they ought not to be paying attention to, and they aren't paying attention to things like we were talking about earlier with the parasites and the meat and that sort of thing, really protecting the people who are consuming the product. But what I am concerned about is the amount of land that's available here and also the concentration from big ag versus the family farms and how the controlling the monopolistic tendencies are withering and whittling away, especially in the dairy industry. And my concern is, and that was one of the reasons I just decided to do this program, is that if we keep going down this road, we're, you know, in the next 50 years or so, never mind not being the breadbasket of the world, we're not even going to be able to feed ourselves.
Hear, hear. So, no, I totally agree. And if you look at the produce that is grown in the United States on the entire country level, most of it is not consumed by people. And in fact, it's not even consumed by animals. It's like for value-added products like ethanol production or high fructose sugars for, you know, commercial products that have no...
That's what Big Ag is doing. The family farmers not doing any of that stuff.
And then in places where little ag is supposed to be supplying food for everybody, like California, look, they've just had 6 years of drought followed by a year of high-intensity flooding.
Oh, my God. I live in California part of the time, and even in Southern California, Los Angeles, where I am, deluges the last 10 days or 2 weeks.
Exactly.
And so, you know, you see a lot of erosion.
Of course. Which is, you know what? That's going on all over the world.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay, so if that's the problem, then who cares about the world, right? You care about your own backyard first, and then the next-door neighbor, and then maybe your city, and maybe your state. The next thing you know, well, let somebody else worry about the whole country. You know, our students in the School of Public Health worried about the entire earth.
Wow.
So that's why this idea had traction with them, because they were willing to think as big as you have to in order to try to come up with solutions that could be applied everywhere. And so
one of the things that fascinates me, we've got to do a couple of things here and then we'll finish off, but the whole business about how you control access to water and light and the things that you need in a building, especially if you're stacking it the way that you are, like a skyscraper. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that just for I think the purposes of having people in their mind visualize what actually is going on. So we'll get back to that in a moment. Your Dr. Dixon Despommier is here. We're talking about the ultimate solution to our problems with vertical farming on the American Family Farmer at 43 past the hour. Let me help you decide on a great gift for Valentine's Day right around the corner, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles. If you have never experienced Sherry's Berries, this is a gift like no other for somebody that you love. Like no other. If you're tired of the same old routine for Valentine's Day, then pay attention to what so many other people have found in the last few years, the personal experiences that are superb when you send Sherry's Berries. If you haven't ordered already, I'm going to tell you how to do it, and the bargains are great. $19.99 for the first dozen dipped strawberries, another $10, and you get twice the berries, twice the chocolate, it's white chocolate, dark chocolate, whatever you want, and all kinds of decorative swizzles that you can get. I mean, this is, go online. Actually, you can follow us if you go to @DougStefan or @DJVShow. You'll find pictures of all this stuff posted on our social media, and when you look at it, you will be intrigued, and you will be ready to order. I'll tell you that. So as Valentine's Day is soon, don't wait. Get the order in today. Visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone at the top right-hand corner. Type in DJV. That's DJV in the order box. Go to berries.com. This is unique. You'll have a lot of fun after your sweetheart gets a hold of these berries. Sherry's Berries, berries.com. Use the code DJV.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome. Returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 4117.
Guys, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Luckily, Pro Flowers is offering an unbelievable deal. 100 blooms of love plus a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And this week only will also include free chocolates. Order now from Pro Flowers. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 8989. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 8989.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
46 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffen with the American Family Farmer. Thankful to have Dr. Dixon Despommiers here with us, who has created through his book an image of vertical farming that is going to solve a lot of the problems that we have here, because if you look ahead 40, 50 years, most of the Earth's population is going to be in urban centers anyway. So if you look around some in Los Angeles, you see these cities, Dr. Despommiers, that are built. The airport is about a mile and a half away from Playa del Rey, and they built 3,500 units around the Google campus and the Microsoft campus. They have their own, nobody, they walk to work, they got their own little city, they have a movie theater, and they have restaurants, and they have grocery stores, and that's where all of this is going. But I don't know where, they get the food at Whole Foods, but where's Whole Foods going to get their food? Right?
That's exactly right. That's
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sorry. Whole Foods in Gowanus Canal, Brooklyn, gets its food from the roof. They have a high-tech greenhouse on there. It's called Gotham Green. So
really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. So that's what people look at.
You know, they don't grow everything. The reason why it hasn't caught on as much as you think it should have by this time, because the idea has been out there for quite a while, yeah, is that the diversity of crops has mostly focused on leafy greens.
Mm-hmm.
They're easy to grow. There's a high return on them. And
yep.
So therefore, you find a lot of these vertical farms producing that. But the movement is towards a diverse crop production. And, you know, potatoes, rutabaga.
Yeah. Yeah. I asked you about artificial light, that sort of thing.
Sure. Sure.
What do these facilities have? How do you deal with the needs if you're really going to stack, if you're going to do a, you know, a 30-story building?
Right.
How do you get everything situated so things are going to grow productively?
Sure. Well, we're not quite up to a 30-story building.
Well,
I don't know any examples of them, but we're heading in that direction. There's no question.
Yeah. Right.
The biggest one that I know of is in Singapore, which rotates the crops past the windows. It's a gigantic four-story, it looks like a greenhouse, but it's four stories tall.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is an engineer, Jack Engen. He's got this rotating system, and it seems to work out well for him. But to be honest, that's not a very practical situation for most crops. So the grow light industry, namely Philips and Lumitex and lots of other Japanese LED light makers,
mm-hmm,
have realized that there's a huge industry here if they would just make the lights more efficient. That's the biggest deal, right?
Yeah.
Electricity is about 10 cents a kilowatt, no matter where you go. It's throughout the United States, and it's probably that way in most other places as well. And to lower the kilowatt costs means that you've got to increase the efficiency of the lights. So Philips has developed an LED light that went from 28% efficient to 68% efficient in one day. I mean, they announced it, of course.
Wow.
Years.
Yeah.
But you can imagine what that would do to your electric bill, right? So that has gone viral, and everybody else wants to see grow lights with 68% efficiency. Once that is out there in the commercial world, I think that the practicality of this will become available to everybody.
Yeah, well, I think there's some great work being done here. Again, the book that goes through this, that's written by Dr. Despommier, is called Vertical Farming, Feeding the World in the 21st Century. A real challenge it is, no question about that, but you get some great ideas, and they didn't all come from you. Good to have students that are bright. Check it out at Amazon. Dr. Despommier, thanks for being here on The American Family Farmer.
Alright guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring.
Now 53 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with the final few minutes of our American Family Farmer. I have several comments, including one that focuses on where I believe the problems are in our country, the bottom line problems, politics, politicians. We have to deal with them, but it's not necessarily intelligentsia that comes up with some of these ideas. I never was a fan of the Trans-Pacific Partnership to begin with, because I thought that from my analysis and the other people that I talked to from the National Farmers Union, that this would have been a death knell, a death blow to the American family farmer. It might be good for the big agribusinesses, and that's why some of the big farm producers are angry that Trump has withdrawn the United States from the agreement, because they say we could have sold $4 billion in the export market. Well, that may be when it comes to corn and beans and that sort of thing. But the reverse, you always have to use the devil is in the details, as they say. And you got to look at how it would impact our farmers and our businesses here. Never mind what we can sell overseas that's good for some farmers. But and NAFTA has done this as well. The ability that we have to grow and sell from farms my size. I might milk a couple of hundred cows, or somebody who's got 40 or 50 acres of produce, and maybe somebody's got 400 acres that's selling to the local supermarket, and they can do it sort of competitively. But if you've got this Trans-Pacific Partnership, all of these things that are grown offshore in these other countries, 12, 13 other countries, can come in here and weaken our, I mean, really weaken, worsen the situation for farmers. Dairy farmers can't make it now. And farming for many is on the cusp. And you wonder, well, why do people go into it? Well, they go into it because it's rewarding in many different ways. It isn't just economics, but you've got to make it economically feasible, at least to live, make a living for yourself. And the way this stuff would come in, unrestricted problems of agricultural products coming in here. Okay, so then there are those who are worried about restricting immigration and deporting undocumented immigrants. You know what? That's your problem. You started it. I'm going to tell you why I think, you may think I'm a little snarky here, but I'll explain what I'm talking about in a moment here as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo & Company. No Barriers Warriors and Wells Fargo are seeking veterans with disabilities for the 2017 Warriors to Summits Expedition. This epic journey is designed to provide rigorous mental and physical challenges that help veterans reflect on their past, recognize their present, and develop a vision for their future. 4 years ago, Wells Fargo expanded its commitment to helping military service members, veterans, and military families by sponsoring the initial Warriors to Summits Expedition to Mount Whitney, the highest summit in the United States. In the years since the expedition, Warriors to Summits has continued to change lives of veterans with disabilities. John Toth, No Barriers Warriors Program Director.
It's truly an exciting opportunity for us to introduce a new group of veterans to the No Barriers life and lead them on a transformative journey through Colorado, Wyoming, Alaska, and beyond.
To apply or nominate a veteran for the expedition, please visit warriorstosummits.org. Applications and nominations will be accepted through March 5th, 2017.
Okay, so it's now 57 minutes past the hour. The focus that I have here in terms of the undocumented immigrants and all of the whining that's going on, the farm work that is being done by a lot of these people, done by folks who aren't Americans because Americans, don't want to do it. Well, the Americans that I know who are my age and younger, who are good on the farm, I have several Jamaicans working on the farm with me, several Hispanics working on the farm with me, several young white couple work on my farm, and they are, all of them, fabulous. They are, I check them out, I've known them all actually for a long time, so, but when I first got to know them, I felt like, I mean, I've gone through a lot of them, and some were good workers, some of them weren't. But I will tell you, the people, they all work side by side, and they all work just as hard. I think this is nonsense, frankly. And you can say, well, I can't find any people to do it. Well, you got to pay them a little more. And that's the bottom line. So that means the costs rise, and people say, well, we don't want to pay more, we want cheap food. Well, you can't have everything. You just can't. I say this to the local boards that are listening to the program and people that are hiring. You got to stand up to the plate and be counted. You want good, fresh food that's grown locally by people who know how to do it, then you got to pay for it. That's it. And don't be crying about these undocumented workers that may not be able to get into the country. You've created the problem by hiring these people. They know they can come up here and they can work without their papers, and so you've screwed yourself. I have no sympathy for farmers who say, I'm going to have a problem because I can't get my illegal immigrants to do the work. Find the legal ones and do it the right way. All right, that's my comment. That's my opinion. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.